Greetings and welcome to the BKB Show, that podcast that brings you informative content and inspiration galore. I am Lerato Mimani and I will be your host for as long as we are together. So normally after the release of every episode, I receive feedbacks and messages. I'm going to play you one of the messages that I received. From the beginning until the end, please listen.
Wow. Hey, Lerato. Okay, I hope this finds you well. Sure. You have a very beautiful voice. Listening to you now, actually, it sounded like I was listening to a host. Yeah, Talk Radio 702. Power FM, you know, you have that rich talk show host voice, and I'm glad that you started the BKB show. Congratulations and well done on this bold move. Really, it actually suits you. It suits you. There's something that you said now about when we say we want the land, you know, when you were saying the chanting thing there, you actually reminded me of our childhood years. I saw you there. You took me to the small Lerato. I'm like, that's Lerato right there. But yeah, congratulations. A beautiful move. I wish this show nothing but the best. You've definitely gotten yourself a listener. I'll be listening to more content now that I know how to get there.
Yeah, that's my primary school friend, Bonolo Kibito. So no distance can keep us apart. Indeed, I took a bold move. Putting myself out there, doing something I wasn't trained to do. Like some things are unexplainable. So please don't ask us questions we are unable to answer because only God knows. Yeah, and before we continue with today's topic, we need to understand what purpose is. What is purpose? Purpose is when you're moving towards a big goal in your life that aligns your values, passions, and makes you happy. So based on this definition, we need to answer these questions in the quest of discovering our purpose. What value do we want to add into this world? What are we passionate about? And what makes us happy? If we can answer those three questions, we'll be a step closer to discovering our purpose. And it doesn't end there. God will have to reveal it for us to release it. I hope that makes sense, but I think I do. And it will take time for us to live the life that God has orchestrated for us, because we will be put in a dark place. Dark place equals to challenges. Challenges that are meant to mold us into becoming bold people. Like my friend said, have I not encountered the challenges that I have encountered in my life? I don't think I would be as bold as I am today, right now. And sometimes it's difficult. Living a purposeful life is not easy. Discovering your purpose is not easy. It's difficult. Sometimes you'll feel like giving up and you will play songs like, I just can't give up now. I love the first verse. That's the second verse. The first one says, there will be mountains. Let me just play that song for you.
Have to climb, and there will be battles. up to me to decide. But how can I expect to win if I never try? I just can't give up now. Come too far from where I started from. Never said I wouldn't fall. Never said that everything would go the way I wanted to go. But when my back is against the wall and I feel all hope is gone, I'll just lift my head up to the sky and say, help me to be strong.
So I'm gonna tell you the road won't be easy. So God will never leave us nor forsake us, for He is the creator. He is the orchestrator of our life's journey. Trials and tribulations are a part of life. They are inevitable, but we soldier on. Yes, we soldier on. And difficult doesn't mean impossible. because we are serving a God of possibilities. Amen. Amen. Let me introduce you to our first guest. Her name is Lepang Ferguson. She is from Botswana. She will also introduce herself. Listen to her voice clip.
Good morning to everybody on the BKB show. My name is Lepang Ferguson. I'm a speaker, an author, a podcaster, a communicator, and a designer who loves God and loves life. I know that everybody is searching for that one thing that makes them who they are. But trust me, God has something for you that is special beyond what you can even imagine right now. All you need to do is keep believing. Keep trusting that there's something for you that is all about you. You came to the earth to fulfill a really amazing purpose, and only you can keep believing in it. There's someone out there who believes in you. There's someone out there who's watching you. If you keep doing good, if you keep pushing, if you keep praying, if you keep fighting for what is right, I assure you, something good is going to come out of your life and you're going to be amazed. You can find healing, peace, and joy from just trusting and believing. Listen to my podcast every Tuesday and every Friday, New Day with Lepang. And please reach out to get one of my books, Wildflower Season and 100 Days of Thankfulness. Thank you so much, and follow me at The Lepang Ferguson and New Day with Lepang on Facebook. I can't wait to hear from you. God bless.
Amen. There is someone out there who believes in you. Someone who's watching. And there's someone out there who understands why you do the things you do. Keep pushing, keep fighting, and trust and believe in the process. Let me play another clip from Lepang. Here we go.
There'll be many times when you don't really know which way to go. We often don't listen to God speaking to us, and when we start listening to external voices, it changes the direction of our destined path, causing delays and derailing God-given breakthroughs. We need discernment on our journey, even when things don't make sense, so that we keep walking on the journey that's designed just for us.
Absolutely correct. Dear listener, there is a journey that is designed specially for you. May you have the courage to walk on it. Thank you, Lepang, for the powerful messages. Much appreciated. Please listen to her podcast too and share some love. So yesterday, someone on Twitter, no, on Facebook, WhatsApp, oh, we are all over the place. But we learn on these social media platforms. So she shared a post that said, I quote, "Please be okay that people change. We all on a journey of self-discovery. People learn new things about themselves. Their preferences change. Their views and opinions change. Their conversations change. And sometimes when all the change take place, certain people no longer fit in their equation. Allow people to change. Allow people to grow. Life is a journey. There are still yet incredible people we are about to meet." Close quote. I agree. And because, you know, I can attest to that. I have met amazing people on this journey of self-discovery. You find that you speak in one voice. You understand each other on that level. Our next guest is one of those people that I met. His name is Kotatso Moloto. He has a message for us. Listen.
Hello, how are you doing? I hope and trust you're well. My name is Kotatso Moloto, and I'm the founder and president of an organization called Voice It in Action. We create innovative solutions to curb the heightened violent culture witnessed in our communities, with key focus on gender-based violence. What is living a purpose-filled life, in my perspective? So I woke up one morning and I just realized that this life is not about competition. This life is not about trying to see who's better than the other. This life is about living, and living your best life, living a purposeful life. When I started this organization, we started it because we lost a friend who was murdered in 2015. And ever since then, I made my life's work the fight against this issue of gender-based violence, abuse, and violence in the community as a whole. And when I think about it, living a purposeful life for me in particular is being the best that I can be, you know, being the change that I want to see in the community and being happy about it, you know, despite the challenges that might emerge from the, you know, the work that needs to be done. But the most important thing is just being oneself and being in a position to really be the change that you want to see by being the voice that needs to be out there for those who cannot speak for themselves. So my purpose is to be the change. And for a long time, I've looked at it or considered it as a burden. But ever since that morning, I realized that this is not a burden, but it is actually my purpose. And living with purpose means that for me, being the change that I want to see in my community, in South Africa, in the rest of the world, you know, especially regarding the fight against gender-based violence. We sometimes get so encompassed or overwhelmed with everything else that we forget that life is crucial and important. We sometimes get so engulfed with all these issues, societal ills, and we forget that life and living is important. We sometimes forget that living is a beautiful thing, but unfortunately for many people, it's a burden because of their situation. So living a purposeful life for me is enabling others to live, is enabling others who do not have a voice, who want to be free to live. And that's why we exist. And that's why I'm here, you know, to be that change, to support those who cannot speak. Sometimes living does not mean living for yourself, but living for others. And in living for others, your purpose is fulfilled. And I believe that my purpose in life is being fulfilled. And I am living, and I love it. Hashtag voice it in action.
Apologies for the stuttering during the introduction. Please stay safe wherever you are. Thank you, Kotato, for the message. A great initiative you're pushing. Be the change you want to see. Be yourself. Be the voice for the voiceless and be selfless. You know, that's how you will find a sense of fulfillment, joy, and happiness. For more information about their organization and the services they render, please visit their website on www.viia.co.za. That is www.viia, which stands for Voice It in Action.co.za. Thank you once again for the message. Now let's say you finally found your purpose and you're living the life that you've always dreamed of. You reflect on your life. Maybe you're driving your favorite car or you're standing in the middle of your plot, your land. Or you're working around one of your big companies in another country. And you show gratitude and appreciation to God for the works He has done in your life. And you sing this song.
go back anymore. So I'll never go back anymore. I've been discouraged along the way, but he's been faithful, so I'll never go back anymore.
Turning back. We are focusing on our journey. The road will not be easy. We will be discouraged along the way, but God's faithfulness and grace will keep us going when the going gets tough. We must trust in Him all the time. Dear sons and daughters of the soil, when we go out there to occupy and possess that which belongs to us, we must understand our purpose. We must know and understand who we are, the value we want to add to the world, what we are passionate about, and what makes us happy. Then we will conquer the world. Thanks for listening. And to our guests, thanks for your contributions to the BKB show. I love you all. Salam Sindhi.